This episode contains audio from a recent YouTube live I did where I discussed if $100 was enough for Facebook ads. So if you're interested in learning more about that, go ahead and continue to listen to this audio. So, also, if you're new here and you want more content on growing your beauty brand, go ahead and like this video. Also, subscribe for more. So I'll be using my little notepad to try to illustrate this. So basically, it's going to depend. It's definitely going to depend on things such as your average order value, the cost of your product, your site's ability to convert, how much competition you're up against when running ads. So I basically, you know, map out some numbers to give you a better idea of what you can expect when trying to determine your budget for your ads. So let's go with let's go with candles. So let's say you have a candle making business or whatever, and on average when someone comes to your website, they spend about $100. So your average order value, or AOV, is $100. So this is why I always stress knowing your numbers. As long as you can understand your numbers and know your numbers ahead of time, you're going to have a better chance at seeing some success when running your ads. So now let's imagine it cost you about 25 cents per click. So your cost per click equals 0.25. So we're running ads now and people are clicking on our ads, and we're noticing that every time someone clicks on our ad, we're spending about 25 cents. Now we have to understand our site's conversion rate. So let me just put CR for conversion rate. So a candle store is probably going to convert at like 2-3%. So let's call it 2%. Our store has a 2% conversion rate. So that means out of every 100 visitors, every 100 visitors, V for visitors, we should see 2 sales. So I think this is enough information to determine our budget. So average order value, every time someone checks out on our site, on average, it's been about $100. What we're paying for traffic is 25 cents per visitor. And we know that our website converts at 2%. So every 100 visitors we send over to our website, we get 1 sale. So we're going to multiply 100 visitors times 25. So we want to know how much we have to spend to get 100 visitors over to our site. So 100 times 25 cents is $25. So every $25 spent, we get 100 visitors. And at a 2% conversion rate, those 100 visitors turns into 2 sales. Oops, that's a L-E-S. So, and we also know that our AOV, our average order value, is $100. So from those 2 sales, we got $100 each sale. So that netted us $200 in sales on $25 of ad spend. So in this example, is $100 enough for ads? Yes, because $100 would essentially net us 8 sales, and that would bring us back $800, I believe, if my math is right. So again, and also in this example, every $100 spent is leading us to $800 in sales, which is a 8 ROAS. Every dollar spent on ads, you're returning about $8 back. So this is how you kind of have to map out your numbers to get a good idea of what you should be spending on ads. Because in some cases, $100 is not enough. Some of you may need to spend $150 or $200 depending on your average order value to actually acquire a customer. So keep that in mind. Hopefully you learned something. If you did, like, comment, subscribe for more videos. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to this episode. For those of you who are interested in learning more about how to run Facebook, Instagram ads that actually work for your business, go ahead and DM me on Instagram at iGrowSalons to learn more about my membership program, where you get a full-fledged course on how to run ads that actually work. We also meet once per week on Sundays, so you get my personalized help with any issues you may come across when running ads. Again, if you're interested in learning more about that, go ahead and DM me podcast on Instagram at iGrowSalons. Thanks for listening.